take part in the battle in human guise, like she said there. You know why they do that? I believe, although don't hold me to this. I haven't got it all proof text out yet. It's because we won't do the work. Some of us might. But if we would all come up to the work the Lord has called us to, the angels would help us, but they wouldn't have to be involved. And that's part of the prophetic testimony, is we're not going to do the work. The greatest majority of us are going to receive the mark of the beast. And the angels are going to have to finish the work with the help of the few that do receive the seal of God. In the Nations of Our World, Testimonies to Ministers, page 62. Fallen angels upon earth form confederations with evil men. In this age, Antichrist will appear as the true Christ. And then the law of God will be fully made in the nations of our world. Now, I want to challenge you something here. I set forth a sequence for you that first the Sunday law in the United States, and then the marvelous working of Satan. And one of the primary things that Sister White emphasizes that Satan attempts to accomplish during his marvelous working is to force the whole world to implement the Sunday law. First the United States, then Satan comes on the scene, and the rest of the world is confronted with the Sunday test. And you'll see in this passage we just read that testimony is confirmed. In this age, Antichrist will appear as the true Christ. And I would suggest to you, based on our last study, the Antichrist here that is being identified is Satan. This is the impersonation of Christ by Satan. And then the law of God will be made void in the nations of our world. Not in the United States. That's already happened. He comes on the scene and pushes the rest of the world to follow our example. Rebellion against God's holy law will be fully ripe, but the true leader of all this rebellion is Satan, clothed as an angel of light. Men will be deceived and will exalt him to the place of God and deify him. Now, great controversy, the next passage, page 593, 594. The last great delusion is soon to open before us. Antichrist is to perform his marvelous works in our sight. So closely will the counterfeit resemble the true that it will be impossible to distinguish between them except by the Holy Scriptures. By their testimony, every statement and every miracle must be tested. Those who endeavor to obey all the commandments of God will be opposed and derided. They can stand only in God. In order to endure the trial before them, they must understand the will of God as revealed in his word. They can honor him only as they have a right conception of his character, government, and purposes, and act in accordance with them. None but those who have fortified the mind with the truths of the Bible will stand through the last great conflict. None but those who have fortified the mind with the truths of the Bible will stand.